Well, good morning, Stuart. Good morning, Jodie. Do not be fooled by the sound of water in the background. I haven't gone to Scotland where the boat is docked. I'm definitely in Stone. I'm just in the garden of Michael Goodwin, who is obviously a fan of water because he's got a lovely water feature in the garden. But as he's enjoying being home, being on dry land and about as landlocked as you can probably get in the UK, I'll come into the kitchen and say good morning to Michael. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well, thank you.
What's it like to be home?
Good to have a little bit of time at home and be with my family again, having been away for a good few weeks during the year sailing. It's
and
good.
You're not just back for Christmas, you're back until the weather gets good again, aren't you?
Yes, indeed, yes. The boat Blue Star is now out of the water in Greenock near Glasgow. The plan is to get the boat back in the water next spring and we'll resume our challenge, which is to complete our circumnavigation of Great Britain.
Remind us why you're doing this.
For two reasons, really. One is to raise money for a charity close to my heart, the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, because my son suffers from cystic fibrosis. So obviously I want to do all I can to help raise money for the charity and to help fund better treatments and hopefully a cure for what is a dreadful disease. The second reason we're doing it, of course, is to have a jolly good time. I go through experiences that I wouldn't otherwise experience. And we've seen some wonderful sights and met some great people already. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that next year.
Where was the point where you started sailing?
Hythe, near Southampton. In May of this year.
And then clockwise or anti-clockwise?
And then we sailed anti-clockwise, so towards Dover and then up the east coast, up as far as Inverness. Then we've gone through the Caledonian Canal to the west coast of Scotland. We'll be sailing north around Cape Roth and the north of Scotland over to the Orkneys. So it'll be a sort of figure of eight.
But it hasn't been, if you'll pardon the pun, smooth sailing, has it?
When we were in the Moray Firth, there was a bit of a clunking noise every time we tried to turn the steering wheel of the yacht. But eventually we tracked it down to a very important nut that's needed to hold the rudder on for the boat. So it seemed to us that actually the rudder was about to drop off at that point.
I don't know much about sailing, but I do know, I think, that that's quite a key part.
Yeah, I think we'd have been in trouble if the rudder had dropped off. But
I imagine you see some beautiful scenery, but a lot of it comes back again to your son and raising money. How much have you raised so far, do you know?
We've raised around about £12,000 so far, which is fantastic.
That's an amazing effort, that really is.
One of the main ways of raising the money is through people who want to come and sail with us. There's an opportunity to sail with us. And there's still opportunities for people to come and join us next year if people would like to do this.
Well, Stuart, Jodie, I don't know if either of you fancy your sea legs, but he's sailing again next May if you want to go and join him out in Scotland.